from KQED.
Well, Silicon Valley is known for using contract labor. We've reported on the cooks and the janitors who do not get the same benefits or job security as full-time employees at, say, Google or Facebook. But these companies also use contract workers to do white-collar jobs, things that are core to the business, like programming and data science. All this week, we're going to let these workers tell their own stories. And on Friday, we'll hear what the companies have to say about what labor advocates are calling Silicon Valley's shadow workforce. The first story is from a worker at Google, where over half of the workers are reportedly contractors. This woman's in her 30s and works on language processing. Like all workers in this series, she asked us to protect her identity. She used to be an adjunct professor at an Ivy League university. As an adjunct, she had little pay, no job security, and the prospect of tenure that for most never comes. So she left for tech, and she told her story to KQED's Silicon Valley reporter Sam Harnett.
I come from a relatively low-class background. Neither of my parents went to college, and they weren't professionals. And worked my way up through the ranks in academia. I was teaching. And then I just kind of got tired of being a contingent worker and thought, I got to get out of academia. I thought it might be better in tech. So I was relatively naive. I took this job under the assumption that it would be my foot in the door to tech. But then I found myself in effectively the same sort of situation. That's a totally two-tiered sort of caste system. So one is the badges that we have to wear visible at all times that are, you know, bright red, scarlet color. I take the shuttle bus and it costs money for me. It doesn't cost money for the full-time workers. No benefits, no sick days, no health care, no paid time off, no career training, no means of moving forward. The pay is just drastically less than half of what, you know, somebody doing effectively the same job gets. My boss makes more than twice as much as me, even though the distinctions between our jobs and what we do are not very contentful. My boss is on vacation, like having fun in Mexico, when I'm sitting here. Not they give you people like paid vacations to Tunisia.
They're
or
always having
like
say parties that we're not
people playing
to.
Pinball machines all day at work. There was recently a ski trip to Tahoe. It feels like I'm at the kids' table. Well, I feel sort of, you know, embarrassed going into work every day. We're right up, like looking through the glass at people having like this sort of wondrous experience, which we're just given loads and loads of perks and benefits. And we're right there looking at it, but we just don't get any of it, even though we're effectively doing the same work.
So there are some changes coming for contract workers at Google. Under pressure from workers, the company announced that it will require staffing firms to provide health, 12 hours of paid parental leave, and at least $15 an hour. But the deadline to make all that happen is 2022.